You don't have much time left in this session.
No, we have about 10 days or so. Although things are moving, I think, relatively very smoothly as we kind of come to the end of session here. I think the biggest project we have left is the capital investment or the bonding bill, and that we're having some good discussions about getting to a point where I think we're going to get a bill that we can pass with, you know, good bipartisan support. And then we have a tax bill that includes a significant more tax relief for Minnesotans, and I think that may wrap up as early as today. And then a budget bill that's going to make some additional investments in schools and giving a raise to the folks who the caregivers who care for folks in, you know, just people with disabilities and older Minnesotans. So a good budget bill, and we'll get that passed, I think. Hopefully we'll get it wrapped up by the end of the week. So I think we're making some good progress.
Speaker Thiessen, you've been involved in these. You don't get to be speaker in your first session. You've been there a while, and you understand the process. Issues and high-profile things can take over a session when, in fact, tons of work are getting done behind the scenes on the issues you just described. But this session is going to go down as one of the big issues, medical marijuana. How is that going to shake out in the end?
Well, I think that I'm still confident we're going to get a medical marijuana bill passed. And I think, the proposal that the House is moving forward, I think, is a very good proposal. It is going to allow, several thousand Minnesotans who have conditions that are alleviated by medical marijuana, and really it's cannabis. It's in the form of a pill and oil that they can take as a medicine. That I think can get done, and it will be done in a way I think that takes into account the questions about medical efficacy that the medical community has raised. I think we're looking very closely at that, and this will provide some more information as well. It's not really a clinical trial, but it will collect data to make sure that we're understanding the effectiveness of marijuana or cannabis on a variety of conditions. And it's also taking into account some of the public safety concerns that have been raised by law enforcement. And so I think we're going to get to a place where we're going to provide relief to a lot of families across the state. I mean, there clearly is a humanitarian issue here, but do it in a way that balances out some of those other issues for Minnesotans.
Can I ask what a lot of supporters of the use of medical marijuana or cannabis have on their mind, which is the forcing you to use it in the pill form just placates the pharmacist and it placates all those other individuals, when in fact many of the people that support this say, look, it was as simple and as pure as us just growing it in our homes. Where do you stand on that issue, Paul?
Yeah, well, I mean, no bill today that's before the legislature is allowing growing it at home. And I think that, you know, we have seen, to me, this is a change. It's a significant change, I guess, in how we're viewing marijuana. And, you know, from my perspective, kind of taking it a step at a time, and what I've heard from the medical community and even the manufacturers, you know, out in Colorado and other places, as well as some of the advocates, including, you know, the moms and the dads who are here with their kids a lot, you know, people, the kids suffering from seizure disorders and other things, that the pill or liquid form is actually a much more effective way to provide the treatment, and you can control the dosage and you can understand it. And one of the things that we achieve by that is actually understanding what works and what doesn't in a meaningful way, which I think is the key to moving the bar on what the largest issue is here, which is the federal prohibition on this. That's what's causing all the consternation and difficulty with kind of putting together this bill. And the problem at the federal level has all along, it seems to me, been that there hasn't been the kind of information out there that you can look at, you know, with this dosage, it's going to help this type of condition to do this kind of thing. And I think we can start to move down that path and start to achieve that. You know, the other thing is I want to make sure, and this has been my goal along, that we have a bill that can get signed and become law and help these families. And that really is the strike zone that I am, you know, as the leader of the caucus, have been trying to reach.
Okay. Let me throw this at you. One of the individuals that I stay in close contact with during the Minnesota legislative session is Representative Ben Lean. When he ran, everyone said no chance. I mean, he's never going to win. Well, you know what? He won, and he won big. And then this young man goes down to St. Paul, and he earns the trust of his district to the point where I don't think anybody's even running against him yet. They can't get anybody to run against him. And Ben said to me that one of his primary focuses this session was on making people like yourself, Speaker Thiessen, aware of the border issues, of how commerce affects and tax policy affects. Let me give you an example. You know, there's a lot of people in Minnesota coming over to North Dakota to buy cigarettes. Has any work been done on some of those issues?
Yeah, well, Ben has been a real champion on those issues, and has done some great work. So the tax bill that is coming through that I think will get wrapped up today is actually building on work he did last year in the tax bill last year to provide significantly increased border city help, border city tax relief, so that it gives Moorhead, a community like Moorhead or a couple of other cities along the border, the ability to lower their property taxes, to lower some of their sales taxes, to be able to compete with North Dakota, to provide businesses on the Minnesota side of the border more incentives to stay. And so I think Ben has done a terrific job, along with Paul Marquardt, who's been a champion of this for a long time. But, you know, what Ben has been able to deliver on that border city stuff in the last 2 years is more than was delivered in the 10 years preceding that. So he's done a great job on that.
Are you going to be able to get this wrapped up in the timeline you set for yourself?
Yes. We will get done. You know, we have to be done by May 19th, and there's no question we'll be done by then.
And you're in the majority party. You're a Democrat. The governor's a Democrat. And in the middle of this session, it didn't look like anybody really liked each other. Has peace been made there?
Yeah, we are all kind of moving in this. You know, there's differences in the details sometimes, but the large things that we agree on, we continue to agree on. I mean, and I think if you look back at this session, even setting aside the 2013 session and all we accomplished there, I mean, raising the minimum wage, getting a safe schools bill passed, getting two significant tax reduction bills passed, passing a supplemental budget, which we'll do in the next 2 days, which puts additional money into education, into higher education, into job creation, particularly in greater Minnesota. I think that, on those big things, we'll have had an extremely successful session moving forward on the values that kind of the governor and the Senate and the House, as Democratic majorities all agree upon, which is trying to grow our economy from the middle out. And I think 2013 was a historic session in that regard, and I think 2014 just continued to build on that.
Speaker Paul Thiessen, thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.